If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hi, everyone. I hope you had an awesome week. And most importantly, I hope you found time to pray. Praying to Jesus is so important because through prayer, we can talk directly to Jesus about anything on our minds whenever we choose. Through prayer, we build a strong and lasting relationship with the Lord. And talking to Jesus is like talking to our best friend because Jesus is our best friend. When we have a strong relationship with the Lord, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and problems and let Him handle them. When we do, the worry, fear, and anxiety are gone and are replaced with feelings of peace and contentment. 14 years ago, I had no relationship with Jesus and very little faith because I didn't understand anything I just told you. Fortunately, that changed in 2010 through a series of events created by the Lord that led me to Jesus. And today, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about giving up on church and why many of us have and what we need to do. On today's show, we will speak about something I have said often, the power of prayer. As you know, I spend a great deal of time on this show each week talking about prayer and why it's so important. Unfortunately, it's sad to learn how many Christians do not take prayer seriously and spend very little time or any at all praying unless they're in church. Shockingly, I see people in church every week who walk in, sit in the pew before Mass without praying, go to communion, walk back and sit in the pew once again without praying, and as soon as the closing hymn begins, they are walking out the door. Rather than criticize them, I feel sorry for them because they do not know what they are missing. Prayer has become a major part of my life, and it brings me great comfort. Prayer is an opportunity for thankfulness, for through prayer we're able to thank the Lord for all we have. Prayer is an opportunity for forgiveness, because when we are truly sorry for our actions and seek forgiveness from the Lord, prayer can make that happen. Prayer is our chance to ask the Lord for whatever we need, whether it's for ourselves or for others. Prayer is so powerful because it can change our entire lives and help us fight against the bad things around us. We don't have the wherewithal to quit smoking, but we want to. Prayer can give us the strength we need to fight that bad habit. We're having severe financial problems and difficulty making ends meet. Prayer can lead us to possibly a better job, a second job, or an opportunity through investments to make money. No matter what we are facing, if we learn to take those challenges and burdens and through prayer give them to Jesus, we will find and see the power of prayer going to work on our behalf because it will be Jesus taking over. And once that happens, all we need to do is watch. Smoking, overeating, drinking, and gambling are all bad addictions, but prayer is a good addiction, one we should all choose to give into. We should pray every day for at least one long session, and throughout the day, remember Jesus is there with us and let Him know how grateful we are for something good that may have taken place. Ask his help before making a decision or ask him to intervene in the lives of others we see who can use his help. There is never a reason not to pray because only good could come out of prayer. Understanding how invaluable prayer is to all of us is another part of living life as a Christian. Talking more about today's topic, the power of prayer, let's turn to the Bible where it says, Mark chapter 11, verse 24, "Therefore I tell you, whenever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." This Bible verse tells us how powerful prayer is and why we need to use it. The more we pray for something and show the Lord how important it is to us and why, the greater the chance we will receive it. And if it's something the Lord wants us to have, we will receive it. We have to remember to be patient because the Lord works on His timeline. People often get frustrated and feel their prayers aren't being answered, but a big part of having patience is having faith. Another part is that the Lord often orchestrates events that will take place in our lives. Give Him time to put it together, but when He does and everything comes together, I guarantee that things for us do not just get better, they bring us to a place that we could have never imagined. Never misjudge the power of our Lord and never underestimate the power of prayer. The first song I'm going to play today is about a metaphor. We have seen references in Scripture stating that God is light. In the Bible it says, John chapter 1 verse 5, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. In describing God as light, John is referring to His absolute moral purity and wisdom. In other words, there is no moral defect, nor is a lack of knowledge in God. Light represents all that is good, while darkness represents the devil and all that is bad. In my song, God is Light, we hear in the verses how God gave us light and all the good that comes with it. Then in the chorus, stating lyrically how God truly is light. Please listen now to my song, God is Light.
In my life, I'm not afraid. God is light. a gift brought from God. Those who walk in darkness do not have eternal life, because they are unknown to Him, our God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
As we continue talking about the power of prayer, we can once again turn to the Bible where it says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Here is another example of the Lord telling us to give Him all we need through prayer, and that He will provide for us. Of course, we have to be faithful, and as I said earlier, be patient. We can look at prayer as any skill or positive habit we wish to take on and improve in our lives. We lift weights because we want to improve our bodies and our strength. We don't start out lifting heavy weights, but rather less weight until we build our strength to a higher level. That takes time. We want to lose 20 pounds. It would be nice if we could snap our fingers and the weight is gone, but it involves eating properly and exercising, as the pounds slowly, and for some of us, very slowly come off. But in both the examples I just gave, what do we have to be? The first, be consistent. We need to be lifting weights every day if we want to build up our strength. And we have to watch what we eat and exercise every day if we want to drop 20 pounds. And the second thing we need to be is patient, because neither lifting weights or losing pounds will happen without serious effort on our part. It's no different with prayer. Prayer is extremely powerful, but only when we use it properly. We can't just pray once for something and expect our prayers to be answered. It is the continued daily talking to Jesus through prayer, thanking Him, letting Him know how much we love Him, talking to Him, sharing our most intimate thoughts and feelings, and then requesting whatever we need with courtesy, understanding, and most importantly, patience. When praying, always be mindful of others. This lets the Lord know that we understand the needs of others and that we want to help them by giving their needs to Jesus. This is why we pray for those who we know are sick, for those who we know are going through difficult times, perhaps emotionally or financially, and for those who we know need the Lord in their lives but have chosen a different path, which we know in our hearts is the wrong path. Prayer is powerful when we use it correctly, and when we do, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, we can't ask Jesus for, and when the time comes, there is nothing He won't grant us. Learning how to use prayer is another step of living life as a Christian. We're talking about the power of prayer. As we continue our discussion, remember, we're never judged by the Lord for how we pray. Speaking for myself, I choose to pray to Jesus. However, praying to God is just as good. The choice is entirely up to each of us. And we're not judged if we prefer reciting traditional prayers instead of just talking to the Lord. However, I have to say to anyone listening, if you have not tried just talking to God or Jesus through prayer, you are missing out on a lot, and I suggest you give it a try. We are blessed to have prayer in our lives. We must use it, learn how to make the most of it for each of us through consistency and patience. And remember that when praying, we must show the Lord we love Him and that we are thankful for all that we have. The next song I'm going to play is a praise and worship song called Alleluia, Let Him Hear You Sing. The word Alleluia means praise the Lord, and when it comes to singing, that's exactly what our Lord wants for each of us. When we sing, we show the Lord that we acknowledge Him and worship Him through song. No matter what type of voice we have, when we are in church or even when we hear a hymn sung somewhere, we as Christians are obligated to sing along. In the verses, we hear all that happens when we sing to the Lord and how wonderful that is. And then in a chorus, the joy we experience when we sing Alleluia and give glory to our Lord. Please listen now to my song, Alleluia, Let Him Hear You Sing.
The Lord is there for us. He's there every day. Jesus hears us when we sing and pray. Through song we can tell Him what's in our hearts. Such joy you will feel when you sing. So let's start. Sing Alleluia.
Sing Alleluia.
Sing it out now. Sing Alleluia.
Sing Alleluia.
Sing it out loud.
Shout out and praise our God
and let Him hear you sing.
Give glory to the Lord,
to our
rejoice with your hearts.
Join in, rise up and sing. Sing
Alleluia.
Let your voices ring.
Sing Alleluia.
Let Him hear you sing. The Lord is kind, so righteous. Jesus our Lord is merciful and just. Sing with joy, reach out and rejoice. Sing to the Lord, let Him hear your voice. Sing Alleluia,
sing it out now.
Sing Alleluia,
sing it out loud.
Shout out and praise our God and let Him hear you sing.
Give glory to the Lord,
to our Almighty King.
Rejoice with your hearts.
Join in, rise up and
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the sixth Sunday of Easter. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you." Throughout the gospel, he speaks to his disciples about obeying his commandments and ends the gospel saying, "This I command you, love one another." We can say, after hearing today's readings and today's full gospel, that God's love is revealed in all of us through our actions as Christians. The psalm for today is Psalm 98, "The Lord has revealed to the nations." This psalm tells us of God's redemption of Israel and their rejoicing. I use the ancient text and a contemporary musical style when writing the music. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 98, "The Lord has revealed to the nations."
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
Saving power.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Things Aren't Always What They Seem. Two traveling angels stopped to spend the night in the home of a wealthy family. The family was rude and refused to let the angels stay in the mansion's guest room. Instead, the angels were given a small space in the cold basement. As they made their bed on the hard floor, the older angel saw a hole in the wall and repaired it. When the younger angel asked why, the older angel replied, "Things aren't always what they seem." The next night, the pair came to rest at the house of a very poor but very hospitable farmer and his wife. After sharing what little food they had, the couple let the angels sleep in their bed where they could have a good night's rest. When the sun came up the next morning, the angels found the farmer and his wife in tears, their only cow, whose milk had been their sole income, lay dead in the field. The younger angel was infuriated and asked the older angel, "How could he have let this happen? The first man had everything, yet you helped him," he accused. "The second family had little, but was willing to share everything, and you let the cow die." "Things aren't always what they seem," the older angel replied. "When we stayed in the basement of the mansion, I noticed there was gold stored in that hole in the wall. Since the owner was so obsessed with greed and unwilling to share his good fortune, I sealed the wall so he wouldn't find it. Then last night, as we slept in the farmer's bed, the angel of death came for the farmer's wife. I gave him the cow instead." Things aren't always what they seem. Sometimes that's exactly what happens when things don't turn out the way they should. If you have faith, you just need to trust that every outcome is always to your advantage. You might not know it until sometime later. Well, that's all the time we have today, but thank you for tuning in to this episode of Let Go and Let God. We are pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Remember to reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Go!